KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Let's recap a little volleyball from the weekend, some tournament action over the weekend, and Corning at the Corning Tournament Saturday. It was Corning winning their own title as they beat Audubon 2-0 in the championship match in that meet. Other than Corning and Audubon, also Essex South Page, Lenox, Nottoway Valley, and Exira EHK also participating in that meet over the weekend. In the Heartland Tournament over the weekend, Heartland won all five of their matches as they won the championship in their own tourney. Denison, Shenandoah, Underwood, East Sac County, and Trainer also among the teams participating in that meet on Saturday. Border Classic at Trainer at Tabor, rather, on Saturday saw Tarkio win a couple of matches. Rockport also won a couple of matches. Fremont Mills and Griswold were also part of that tourney, along with Riverside. In the end, it was Tarkio beating Rockport 2-0 in the championship match. Also in the Bedford tournament over the weekend, Bedford went 4-0. East Union, Stanton, and Villisca each won a couple of matches in that meet as Bedford wins their own tourney. In some other matches around the state of Iowa on Saturday, there were a number of other matches going on. Arweva picked up 3 wins. Carroll won 5 matches in tournament play over the weekend in the Nevada tournament. Also, Atlantic lost to Iowa Falls Alden 2-0 in that Nevada tourney on Saturday. IKM Manning won 3 matches. Lewis Central won 3. Maple Valley won 5 matches over the weekend as well. Some of the top winners in tournament volleyball on Saturday. In high school cross country on Saturday at the Heartland Invitational, it was freshman Rebecca Topham leading the way for the Griswold girls as they placed 3rd in the Cyclone Invitational. Topham won 1st place. She was the champion, running 14 minutes, 14 seconds in winning the meet. The Lady Tigers were 3rd behind Harlan and Lewis Central, who were at the top of the pile. On the boys' side, the Griswold team finished 13th. Xavier Olivo led the way for them with a 29th place finish on Saturday. Let's check NFL football from Sunday with Michael Vick suffering a broken hand. The New York Giants got 4 TD passes from Eli Manning in their 29-16 road win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Vick started despite suffering a concussion last week. He left with the broken bone in his non-throwing hand in the fourth quarter. It's uncertain how long Vick will be out for the 1-2 Eagles, who will play San Francisco next Sunday. Elsewhere in Week 3 highlights, Ryan Lindell hit a 28-yard field goal as time expired, and Buffalo snapped a 15-game losing streak against New England with a 34-31 win, lifting its record to 3-0. Buffalo won in dramatic fashion, overcoming a 21-0 second-quarter deficit. It's the second straight week the Bills rallied as they overcame a 21-3 deficit in a 38-35 win over Oakland last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick went 17 of 40 for 369 yards and 2 touchdowns as Buffalo beat its AFC East rival for the first time since 2003. Also, after a long streak without throwing an interception that went from one season to another, Tom Brady threw 4 in yesterday's loss. Also in the NFL yesterday, Matthew Stafford threw for 378 yards and 2 touchdowns to rally the Lions from a 20-0 halftime deficit, and Jason Hansen kicked a 32-yard field goal in overtime for a 26-23 win over winless Minnesota. Drew Brees passed for 370 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he twice led New Orleans back from fourth-quarter deficits in a 40-33 win over Houston. Cam Newton didn't pass for a ton of yards. He just found Greg Olsen over the middle for a 16-yard touchdown with 4:20 left, and that lifted Carolina past Jacksonville 16-10. The surprising Oakland Raiders improved to 2-1 as they upset two-time defending AFC runners-up yesterday. The New York Jets 34-24. Darren McFadden ran for 171 yards against Jets coach Rex Ryan's vaunted defense. Aaron Rodgers threw for 297 yards and 3 touchdown passes to JerMichael Finley in the Green Bay Packers' 27-17 win over Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears. Rodgers was 28 of 38 for the defending Super Bowl champs. Josh Freeman scored the first rushing touchdown of his career, and Tampa Bay's defense forced three turnovers and sacked Matt Ryan four times in a 16-13 win over Atlanta. Matt Hasselbeck threw a four-yard TD pass to Daniel Graham with 4:24 left to complete Tennessee's rally in a 17-14 win over Denver. Colt McCoy threw a 14-yard TD pass to Muhammad Massaquoi with 43 seconds left, capping an 80-yard drive, and they rallied Cleveland over winless Miami 17-16. Kendall Hunter ran 7 yards for the game's only TD with 3:59 to go to rally San Francisco to a 13-8 win over the Bengals in front of Cincinnati's smallest crowd for a home opener in 30 years. Just 43,363 showed up in 65,000-seat Paul Brown Stadium. Baltimore trounced winless St. Louis 37-7 as rookie Torrey Smith caught 3 TD passes in the first quarter. Eric Weddle intercepted Matt Cassel at midfield with 55 seconds left to preserve the San Diego Chargers' 20-17 win over the winless Kansas City Chiefs. Tavares Jackson scrambled for an 11-yard touchdown run early in the fourth quarter as the Seattle Seahawks picked up their first win, beating the Arizona Cardinals 13-10. And the Pittsburgh Steelers needed a Sean Schwesem field goal from 38 yards out with 4 seconds left to beat Indianapolis 23-20 last night. 8 players, including Tennessee's Kenny Britt, Tampa Bay's Saqib Talib, and Cincinnati's Cedric Benson, along with Adam Pac-Man Jones, were subject to being suspended under the league's conduct policy for incidents that happened during the lockout. A person with knowledge of the names confirmed to the Associated Press that those 4 are joined on the list by New England's Albert Haynesworth, Arizona's Clark Higgins, Brandon Underwood, and Johnny Jolly, both formerly of Green Bay. Person spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because no official announcement has been made regarding any of the players. Another decisive road victory has pushed LSU to number 1 in the Associated Press college football poll for the first time since winning the 2007 national championship. The Tigers bumped Oklahoma from the top spot after winning 47-21 at then 16th-ranked West Virginia to improve to 4-0. The Sooners had been number 1 since the preseason. They stayed undefeated with a 38-28 home win against Missouri. LSU received 42 first-place votes from the 60-member media panel and 1,471 points. Oklahoma received 12 first-place votes and 1,422 points. Number 3 Alabama got 5 first-place votes, and number 4 Boise State had 1. Oklahoma State jumped a couple of spots to number 5 after they won at then 8th-ranked Texas A&M. In other college football news, it appears that legal hurdles have been cleared for Texas A&M to leave the Big 12. SEC officials say the Aggies will join their conference next July, and the Texas A&M will participate in all sports during the 2012-13 academic year. That gives the SEC 13 members and its first edition since South Carolina and Arkansas joined the league in 1992. University of New Mexico has fired head football coach Mike Loxley. Defensive coordinator George Barlow will serve as the interim head coach for the rest of the season. The Lobos are 0-4 this season and just 2-26 under Loxley, who is in his third year with New Mexico. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, Jacoby Ellsbury has given the Red Sox a huge sigh of relief. Just as the noose around Boston's neck was getting tighter, Ellsbury delivered a 3-run homer in the 14th inning to give the Red Sox a 7-4 win over the New York Yankees in the second game of a doubleheader split. The Yanks won 6-2 in the opener. That means Boston's AL wildcard lead over Tampa Bay is 1 game with 3 left to play. The stumbling Sox led by 9 games on September 4th. Tampa Bay finishes the regular season with a 3-game series against the AL East champion Yankees beginning tonight in St. Petersburg. The Orioles will finish with, the Red Sox will finish with 3 in Baltimore. Also in the AL on the final Sunday of regular season play, your Vitory Alba homered in consecutive innings, including a grand slam after Derek Holland pitched his scheduled 5 innings for his 16th victory in the AL West champion Texas Rangers beat Seattle 12-5. Rookie closer Jordan Walden wasted a 3-run lead in the ninth as the Los Angeles Angels playoff hopes were dealt a devastating blow with a 6-5 loss to the Oakland A's. Gerard Dyson's 2-run double lifted Kansas City to a 2-1 road win over Chicago. Also, it was the Twins beating Cleveland 6-4 in 10 innings, and Miguel Cabrera is keeping the pressure on his push for the AL batting title as the Tigers slugger homered and singled in a 10-6 win over Baltimore before leaving the game after his at-bat in the 7th inning due to lightheadedness. Cabrera began the day 1 point behind Boston's Adrian Gonzalez, but raised his average to 341. Over the National League, Atlanta's once formidable lead over St. Louis for the National League wild card is down to just a single game. Rafael Furcal hit a tie-breaking homer in the 8th inning to give the Cardinals a 3-2 victory over the visiting Chicago Cubs. The slumping Braves' 3-0 loss to the Nationals in Washington was their 10th defeat in 15 games. St. Louis trailed Atlanta by 10.5 games on August 26th before winning 15 of their last 20. The Cards close with a 3-game series at Houston, which has the worst record in the major leagues, while Atlanta will host a Philadelphia team with the best mark in the senior circuit. Elsewhere in the National League, Clayton Kershaw got his 21st win, taking a two-hitter into the 8th to make his final case for the National League Cy Young Award, leading the Los Angeles Dodgers to a 6-2 win over the San Diego Padres. Miguel Montero hit a two-run double and had 3 RBIs to support Josh Colemanter's strong 7 innings as the National League West champion Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Giants 5-2. Colorado clobbered the Astros 19-3 as the Rockies set a team record with 25 hits. Playing their regular lineup for the first time since clinching the National League East, Philadelphia snapped an 8-game losing streak with a 9-4 clubbing of the Mets in New York. Also, the Central champion Brewers notched a team-record 55th home victory with a 9-5 win over the Marlins, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 5-4. In Racing Sunday, Tony Stewart followed up last week's victory at Chicagoland Raceway with a strong performance at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and he's now 2-for-2 in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. The two-time Cup champion took the checkered flag after pulling ahead when Clint Bowyer ran out of gas with 2 laps left. Both of Stewart's victories this season have come in the chase, and they've propelled him to the top of the point standings. 4 other chase drivers finished in the top 10. Brad Keselowski was 2nd, Jeff Gordon was 4th, Matt Kenseth was 6th, and Carl Edwards finished in 8th place. And in golf news, Bill Haas made a stunning par save from shallow water and then won the high-stakes FedEx Cup on Sunday, worth $11.44 million in the most riveting conclusion of the PGA Tour's playoff. He won the Tour Championship over Hunter Mahan on the 3rd extra hole of a sudden-death playoff, the first time the FedEx Cup has been decided in such fashion. Haas won $1.44 million for the Tour Championship title and the $10 million bonus for winning the FedEx Cup. He came into the week at number 25, the highest seed ever to win golf's richest prize. Second place for Mahan was worth just over $1.5 million. And 2 people familiar with the decision tell the Associated Press that Tiger Woods will hire Joe LaCava as his next caddy. The sources say LaCava has left Dustin Johnson and will work for the former number one player in golf. LaCava was the longtime caddy for Fred Couples. He began working for Johnson in June, and they won the Barclays a month ago. Woods split with Steve Williams earlier this summer. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.